I'm Michael Schneider, executive editor of IndieWire.
And I'm Joe Adalian, West Coast editor of Vulture.com. This is Screen Grab.
So, Joe, the ratings are in for the Oscars, and they're down.
That's my down sound.
That's the audio coming out of ABC. As we so boldly predicted last week, it's not hard to predict these days, though, because the ratings are down for virtually every single one of these live events. And no surprise that the Oscars are no exception. And anything that you took away from the ratings this time out, Joe?
Well, they were down, and they were down more than I thought. They were down about 20% year to year, and that's definitely a steeper decline than I would have guessed, even based on historic trends. But, you know, I wrote about this, and I'm sure you've written about it too, Mike. I don't think it's a complete disaster for ABC. The ratings went down last year, albeit by not as much, and ABC still came back and got more out of advertisers because even though the ratings are down, it's still bigger than any of the number one shows on TV.
Yeah,
the live viewership, it's 2 to 3 times as big as the biggest shows on TV.
The audience, we should say, was 26.5 million viewers, which in this day and age, of course, in with diminishing returns on everything, that's still a huge number. But audiences, of course, are they're watching plenty of other things. They're on YouTube, they're tweeting, they're doing plenty of things other than watching live TV. And that's why
Netflix. And that's why, you know, compared to 5 years ago, literally the ratings were as many as 43 million. So given the fact that there are more people around today than there were even 5 years ago, it's a bad number. But the good thing is it is still a great platform for ABC to promote its many, many, many new shows. It's premiering 6 new shows over the course of the next 8 weeks, plus a new version of Roseanne, and perhaps most important of all, at least as far as ABC execs are concerned, a revival of American Idol.
Yeah, there we go. The revival that I don't know if anyone was asking for, except for the folks at Fremantle Media, the production company behind the title. You know, it only went away 2 years ago on Fox. They had a big hurrah, you know, where we're saying farewell to American Idol. It had a great run, but the ratings had really dipped toward the end as new arrivals like The Voice kind of took over a lot of the buzz. And we thought, okay, that's it. Well, we won't see Idol for several years. Maybe they'll bring it back 5-10 years from now, whatever. But 2 years later, Joe, didn't we just say goodbye to this?
We did. And I think the fact is that ABC is not going to get American Idol the phenom. What they might get is American Idol, the utilitarian reality show that can fill one quarter of their calendar year with programming. You know, we live in a world now where TV shows get by on 6-7 million viewers. If American Idol can do that and ABC thinks it can monetize that, then okay, great. And maybe it'll surprise and go 9 or 10 million for the premiere. I'm sure it will get some curiosity seekers for that first episode. I think the ratings could potentially be decent. Maybe not particularly young skewing, but they could be decent. And then the question is it really worth the money for ABC? I don't know. When you look at the amount of failure that's all over the ABC schedule, they all but one of their new shows failed this fall, and all their returning shows in the scripted side are down, and some by double digits. You know, maybe this gambit makes sense in the same way we say about Oscars. Oscars are a shadow of what they were 5-6 years ago, but maybe a shadow is better than nothing when you're in the dark, like ABC is.
Yeah, but you mentioned, I mean, it is an expensive show, probably not as expensive as it was toward the end of its run on Fox, because that show had been on for so many years, but nonetheless, ABC is paying big bucks for Katy Perry in particular to be, you know, one of the big judges, but none of them are cheap. And of course, host Ryan Seacrest, who ABC's made a big bet on, is not cheap as well. And of course, there's a completely separate controversy surrounding Mr. Seacrest right now, given recent allegations against him that have gone public, including the person who alleged a sexual harassment at his hands back when they worked together at E, could impact ABC's press on that as well.
It certainly adds a shadow to it. You know, it's been one allegation against Seacrest, but a very detailed and very disturbing allegation. They haven't done a very good job of outlining why it's not believable. They've just said we've done our research and we think it's fine. Okay, but the bigger question just becomes, you know, is this what network TV wants to be about? Big events that cost a lot of money, or would ABC have been better off trying to develop some newer, different kinds of reality shows that are more cost effective, and then it might get nearly as many viewers? You know, the idea that you can spend your way out of ratings declines, I think, is usually not what's worked in TV. Usually, the way you work your way out of a pickle in TV is you innovate. And there's absolutely nothing about bringing back American Idol 2 years after it aired on Fox that screams innovation.
Well, as we've seen over and over again, these reboots and remakes are what the networks are putting out there in order to cut through the clutter, because it is noisy and it is competitive out there. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Joe Adalian of Vulture, and I'm Michael Schneider of IndieWire, and this is Screen Grab.